Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, and we are here trying to help you make better sense of your financial life. If you have any financial question, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and complete the form. If you want to join us on the air live, Mark will do everything else. While you're on the website, don't forget we've got a whole bunch of content there. There's the blog, there's a video section, there's resources, and there's a free weekly newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. Mark does a great job with that. Okay, today we are talking to Carol, who's on the line from Wisconsin.
The reason I wrote in is I have a lot of moving parts in my life right now, and I want to know specifically what your recommendation is to provide a down payment for my daughter for buying a house.
Why? She can't do it herself?
No. Things came up very suddenly for her, and we had always told our children that we would be sure that they had 20% down payment so they wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, wait a minute. That was before housing prices went up. Can we take that back?
That is true.
Oh, wait, wait a second. Before
I think
we,
I can do it.
All right, let's see. Because I get nervous about this. Mark, this is like that Pew Research thing that said how many parents are helping their adult children, which makes me nervous. But I want to make sure, because Carol, if you think you can do it, then maybe you can. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in your life. And then we can determine if helping out your kids is a reasonable approach that won't destroy your own retirement planning. So what's going on? How old are you?
I'm 59 and a half.
Oh, how nice. And are you married?
No, I'm a widow. I lost my husband 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's terrible. Are you still working full time?
I just left a job and I have started working a seasonal part-time position. Bit of a change in income.
And so when you left that job, I presume that both you and your husband were big retirement planners for a while. So do you have a bunch of money that's in retirement assets?
Yes.
About how much?
I'm going to say 2.5.
Okay, great. That's amazing. Fantastic. And what about non-retirement accounts?
Very little.
Give me a ballpark.
10 grand.
Okay. And what about just money in the bank? Does that include that 10 grand or is there additional money?
Yes.
Okay. You own your own home.
I do.
How much would you guess it's worth?
I'm going to say 350.
Okay. Is there a mortgage that's still outstanding?
No, but I do have a HELOC that I use to help my son for a down payment. So the HELOC value right now, outstanding balance is $86,000.
And what's the interest rate right now? Nine-ish?
Eight.
eight-ish. Okay. Yeah. And that's for one son. And just so we're clear, Carol, this is not a loan. You are basically saying, no, I am gifting this money to my kid. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you did that, you gifted the money to your son for the down payment. But your name isn't on a deed or anything, right? It's just like a pure gift.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. And what else is going on in your financial life? Any rental income, any pension benefit, anything like that that's going on?
Nothing significant, no.
Okay.
But I did just buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to the HELOC, I have a car loan about $18,000 at 9%.
It's amazing to hear these numbers again, right, Mark? Nine. Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have a nice car? Are you happy with it?
I love my car.
Oh, good. I like that. Drive it in good health. That's what my mother used to always say. Drive it in good health. So this is, you gave one son the down payment. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Thank God. Can you imagine five? I'd be in big trouble. And was the down payment $86,000 that's on that HELOC or something more than that?
It was more than that.
And where did that money come from? Like, what was the total gift?
So initially, we took out just over $200,000 on the HELOC. And then when my husband passed, I used the life insurance policy of $100,000 to pay off that.
Okay, I got you. So in your mind, since you did $200,000 to son number one, the next kid's also getting $200,000. Is that right?
No.
Oh, no. Tell me more. Is this kid
getting off easy on this one?
Tell me.
This one's going to be $106,000.
106.
It's a very specific number.
I guess.
Right. Right. It's coming up fast.
Okay. When is that?
The closing is mid-October.
Okay. Now, here's my question to you. Right now, you've just told me that you've now downshifted, right? You're in your off ramp. You worked full time. Now you have a part time job and that seasonal job. How much will that pay you?
I'm going to estimate like $18,000 a year.
Okay.
I'm being flexible.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And is there any other income? Are you receiving Social Security benefits for your husband? Or do you have a death survivor benefit?
I will have a survivor benefit beginning September if I choose.
What will that be?
That would be just over $1,800.
A month.
$1,830 a month.
Okay. All right. And when you look at forgetting about this down payment for a second, just how you survive and your expenses, what do you think you need? Because you have this $18,000 that you'll have from your seasonal part-time work, maybe $1,800 a month from the Social Security. What is your need?
If I take out the car, the HELOC payment, I'm going to be at, let's say, $1,800. A month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Taking those two things out, which I definitely think we should do, is your intention to pay them off from the retirement accounts now that you're you're older than 59 and a half?
I don't know. I was initially thinking that I would just pay this money and it wouldn't be a problem. Adding in the additional $100,000, my car payment now. I'm like, now I'm pressed. I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
We don't want that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The one thing I wanted to add is that right now I have 1.7 in pre-tax and 725,000 in Roth.
Great.
So I was looking at, you know, possibly, well, seriously, starting to do Roth conversions.
No.
And pay the taxes now.
No. You're not going to do a conversion. You don't have any money to convert. In other words, you would have to have money outside of this account to afford to pay for the conversion. But here's what you are going to do. This is exciting. I just got these brand new tax charts from my friend Ed Slott. So this year, let's presume that you'll make money from your seasonal part-time work. And let's also presume that you said, when was Social Security? When would that start?
September.
So we only have 4 months of that. I'm just looking at this. 7,200 plus 8,000, so 24,000. Okay. So you're a single filer. What I think you should do is I think that you should probably take out 100 and, Mark, do you want to come out at the 24% bracket for this year?
I would take out enough to get rid of the stuff.
Okay. So here's what you're going to do. You want to have one bad tax year and everything's going to be fine after that. Okay. So you could take about, say, $225,000 coming out of that pre-tax $1.7 million. You're going to have to pay the tax that's due on it next April. But here's what I think you should do. You take this money out. The first thing you're going to do, and I would take it out now. I would not screw around with this. I would take the money out. Pay down your $86,000 HELOC. Give the kid this $106,000 for the down payment.
Right.
And anything else that's left over, just pop it into, add it to that $10,000 account. Okay.
What about the 9% car loan?
Oh, and I got it. How much is the car loan? Oh, pay off the $18,000. So so we're going to pay off. So we're basically, we need $200,000 net is what we need. But we don't need the net right now, actually, Mark. In other words, we can take the money out now and then do another distribution next year to pay the tax that's due, right?
Good. Yeah, I could.
I think that that's what you're going to have to do. I wouldn't take it out. I wouldn't take so much out. I wouldn't go beyond 32%.
I would take enough out to just, you know, the gift for the house, get rid of the HELOC, get rid of the car loan.
Right. And with that, we're done. And that would be kind of great, because then what we could do is we could say, even if you even if you have tax that's due and you have to pull a little bit of money out in 2025, you could do that. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to live on your part-time income plus the $1,800 a month of Social Security.
How much is the HELOC payment right now?
It's variable. So I've been making like $1,200 payments on it.
All right. So that plus the $450 of the car, that's $1,600 of cash flow right there.
Yeah. So you'll feel better. Right. You'll feel better if we get rid of this. So let's get rid of this. Yes. Now, the thing is, going forward, no more big chunks of money. Because the other thing that I realize, you know what, Mark? This, of course, is in violation of the gift tax rules. Did you file a gift tax return for the money that you gave to the child one for the $200,000?
I didn't.
You really
and
should.
I probably
you should
need
do that.
To go back and do that filing.
I would do that. I'll tell you why. There's no tax that's due. All that you were saying to the government is, I'm using part of my gift allowance in the future for estate tax purposes. Mm-hmm. You're done. So let's not let why buy a problem here? So let's make sure you do that. Do you have a CPA or a tax preparer you work with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell this person, hey, I gave my kid a gift. I need to amend my return, and I'm going to do it again this year. So I want to make sure I do it again. Do that. Okay. Let's clean that up. Because there's no tax that's due. We're just, it's like an accounting with Uncle Sam.
Right.
Okay. Right. Now, yes. Mark, what else do we have to tell Carol from Wisconsin? This is a lot of freaking money, dude. You're so nice. But
this,
like,
this is really burning you on the
inside.
It's
killing me. It's killing me right now. But you know what? I get it. And I'm not a parent, but I hear this from parents all the time. So the good news is you can afford it. The money that comes out of the, again, you're not touching the Roth. That is your money. I don't want you to touch that Roth. But presuming that, and also please tell your accountant that you are going to be taking this money as a distribution. Okay?
Okay.
So your accountant knows this. Say, hey, I am going to take out $200,000 or $225,000 this year, maybe another $50,000 next year for tax planning purposes. So that person understands that that you're going to be in another tax bracket. You're going to say, I know it sucks. I'm just doing it for my kid. You're going to pay the tax that's due. And but make sure that they know this. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, do you have all of your own estate documents done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What else? Don't, when these kids have children and you have grandchildren, I do not want to hear this whole, oh, I got to give them $50,000 in my 529 plan. I don't want to hear about it. This is it. This is your big, huge piece. We need to, you are going to live a long life. You have 25, 30 years ahead of you. We have to make sure your money lasts. Okay.
Okay.
And no more big chunks that come out. Promise?
Okay. Okay, I promise.
Pinky swear with Aunt Jill?
Absolutely.
There we go. Sister. It's like we're sisters. What other questions you have for us?
Okay, so you answered about doing any type of conversion at this point in time. Don't do that.
Nope.
My plan is to invest this money in S&P 500.
Which money? What are we talking about?
The IRA and the Roth funds that I have.
S&P 500 and what else?
I have probably a third of it in small cap ETFs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some in kind of risky things.
Yeah.
One is in a very aggressive mutual fund for robotics. The other amount
is in NVIDIA. Now, what else?
Yeah. Right now, I'm outside of the market with a lot of it. It's in a money market fund that I'm waiting for a dip.
No, you're not. You don't know when a dip is going to happen. How do you know when that's going to happen? You think, forget
that's
about
true.
It. That's not happening.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Just move it back
just
into
either,
the market.
Either move it in, but add some bonds to your portfolio. Bond prices are down. You were waiting for a time? Here's your time. Bond prices are down. So if you want, I will give you a little bit of leeway and say, okay, you can dollar cost average. This money has to be invested. It's 30-year money. You're going to try to time the market on 30-year money? Who cares? Just get it invested. S&P 500, bond fund, maybe a REIT fund, maybe a little bit. How about a little international fund, like 5 or 10% international, only 5% in small cap, 5% or less in anything weird and, you know, robotic fund or nonsense like that, whatever you want to do. But I don't want to hear about it. I want that money invested. You know, we want you to be able to grow this money. You're taking a big chunk out. You got to pay the tax it's due. Get it invested.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Time is on your side. You get this money to work right now. 7 years, maybe it'll double. Another 7 years, maybe it'll double. Get it in there.
Yeah. And there's no reason to wait. All right.
All right.
You're with us? You're good?
I am.
If you have a scenario you would like to run by us, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. While you're there, you should also click through, check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. I think you'll like that. And as always, if you would like to buy the book, The Great Money Reset, that is inspired by all of you guys, it is also out in paperback. You can check that out. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of this podcast, as well as everything Jill on Money related. He's also our web king. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And we do ask that you try to lift someone up today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.